Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy. We're talking about an article he's going to be publishing real soon called The Management Century. We've been talking about the evolution of management, how it became the management century. What is the 21st century going to be known as? In 1998 or 1999, Walter, I started saying that the 21st century would be the century. I said then the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. I didn't know enough to call it the management century. And I said, but the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. 12 years, 14 years later, I'm still hoping that that's the case. What do you think?
Well, I think you may be right. But it's also going to be a century of what I call nervous globalism.
Yeah. We're seeing that now, aren't we?
We're certainly seeing that. More and more people are starting businesses, and then they find themselves they're getting competition from places, the names of which none of us can pronounce. Mm-hmm. So that's certainly happening. But I think you're right in the sense that about 3 billion more people have been introduced into the free market and capitalist system around the world with the liberalization of things in China and in India. And so there's a lot of entrepreneurial energy in those countries. We were talking about the pressures that Wall Street put on business and the fact that increasingly CEOs of public companies kind of wish they were private. We also see, as you know and have been talking about for years, the idea that a lot of new startup companies are now taking much longer, 6-7 years, before they decide to go public.
I know a company right now that's 25 years plus old, went public in 96. It's been a great success story, wonderful success story. The growth, the quality, the employees are happy, the customers are amazing, they're happy, the values of the company are incredible. But the CEO told me if we were going public now, we wouldn't do it. We wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Because of Sarbanes-Oxley primarily. But, you know, one of the things that I've been predicting, and I'm this is going to be one of the chapters in a new book that I'm working on, my next book, and it's what I call the ironic wars. And the ironic wars are between Wall Street and Main Street. I'm sorry, between Wall Street and management, the CEO, the C-levels, the C-suite folks in these big companies, between Wall Street and the C-suites. And the reason I call it ironic is because the management and Wall Street are going to fight this war, but customers are going to win without even fighting in the war. Because they're going to go somewhere else. They're not going to be... While management and Wall Street are fighting, customers are going to go somewhere else because of what you just said, this globalization. They have other choices. And so while management and Wall Street duke it out among themselves for something that's only important to the two of them, customers, remember what I said about fealty to customers? Customers are going to go somewhere else. And that's the reason I call it the ironic wars, because the customers... It'll be over the customers, but the customers won't participate.
It's fascinating. One of the things that I found most interesting in the research for the Lords of Strategy is looking at doing the research that others have done on market leaders. You know, the companies got the number one or number two share because they've been pleasing customers. And that, in the 21st century, has begun to change more quickly. The leader falls out and becomes number three or number four, mm-hmm. precisely because customers have more choices. There's less customer loyalty. But
see, small business owners get this because we're closer to our customers.
I bet that's true.
If a customer of a big company, if their expectations start changing, it takes a long time to get back to the ultimate decision maker. If a customer makes expectation changes for a small business, they know it instantaneously.
Well, that's one of the big challenges for large companies in the 21st century is mm-hmm. getting that kind of intelligence from their people who are on the front lines dealing with customers back to them.
But here's the problem, though. Here's the problem, though, Walter. Even when they get that information, they still have to check with Wall Street to make sure it's okay to make a change.
That's too often true.
And that's the problem. That's the enemy. What I just said, that dynamic, is going to be the enemy of the management century.
Well, there's you know, research that shows that since changes in the tax laws in the early 1990s, when it made it, the government actually encouraged the granting of stock options and things like that. Nowadays, for a Fortune 500 company executive, over half of his compensation probably is in the form of stock, so he's got to be concerned about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Walter, this has been fascinating. Will you can we continue this conversation?
Anytime you want, Jim. It's always great to talk with you.
I think there's a lot more to talk about on this. And and folks, small business owners, I know you're like me. You appreciate the great work Walter's doing. Walter, be sure we get a copy of the article when it comes out so we can...
The November Harvard Business Review. I'll get your copy of that.
All right. Thanks, Walter. See you
later. Thanks so much. Take care.
Walter Keisha, ladies and gentlemen. The Lords of Strategy is the book. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.